would ask you to turn with me this evening in God's Word to the Old Testament Scriptures, to the prophecy of Isaiah and the chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30. The Lord here speaking to his ancient people who had rebelled against him. And he comes now with that warning voice. In Isaiah chapter 30, we're moving down to commence our reading at the 8th verse. Isaiah 30 and the verse 8. And let us hear God's word together. "Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, 'See not,' and to the prophets, 'Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a sherd to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. But ye said, 'No, for we will flee upon horses.' Therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on an hill. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that ye may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion, at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, 'This is the way, walk ye in it,' when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left." Amen. We'll end the reading there at verse 21. May the Lord add his own blessing to this public reading from his own precious and infallible word. I would like to continue my theme from this morning. We had been looking at Psalm 23 and the verse 3, and the theme was restoration. And really that follows on here this evening with this text of Scripture. And we would entitle the message, "A Word to the Wayward." A Word to the Wayward. Let us just unite in prayer and ask the Lord to be with us as we consider his word together. Our gracious God and our loving Heavenly Father, we do thank thee that we have thy word. We do praise thee for the Scriptures of truth. And we thank thee, our Father, for the charge to preach the word and to be instant in season and out of season, to reprove, to rebuke, and to exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And so, Lord, we look to Thee this night, acknowledging our great need of Thee, acknowledging, O God, that we need that fresh anointing of God the Holy Spirit. And even tonight, as the Word would be ministered, if there would be that wayward soul that would be tuned in tonight or listening to a recording at a later point, we pray that Thou wouldst use Thy Word this evening even to speak powerfully to hearts, and that precious souls would be the saved of the Lord. Do hear and answer our prayer. We offer it in the Saviour's great name. Amen. Technology has really taken off in recent years to the extent that it gets harder and harder to keep up with the advancement of technology. You have only to consider new cars today, and they're equipped with all kinds of things. And of course, the cars have the satellite navigation system. And therefore, if you're wanting to travel to a particular place, you can type in the address or you can put in the postcode, and you will get a step-by-step voice giving you instructions that will hopefully take you to your desired destination. And there are other devices within cars today. There's something that is referred to as LDW, and that's lane detection warning. That if you were on a journey, perhaps going up the motorway, and you began to lose concentration, or maybe you got tired and there was the risk that you would be falling asleep, and you begin to veer off course, once you would cross those white lines, the car system is alerted, and your steering wheel would vibrate to alert you to the danger. And there's all of these safety measures that are built in to cars today. And whenever we think of that, and we would apply it even spiritually, thank God we have that spiritual navigation. And it's able to show us the way to get to our destination, that desired destination. And we have the device that is able to keep us on track and to stop us from veering off course to the left hand or to the right. And of course, that spiritual navigation is the Word of God. It's the Scriptures of truth. What the psalmist describes as being that lamp onto our feet and that light onto our path. The Word that is able to guide us and to direct us. And as we progress through our lives, how much we need that guidance and that direction. Of course, the sad thing today is that many are on the wrong road. And that many are going in the wrong direction, not even realizing the danger that they're in, that they're heading for destruction. They're not traveling to the destination that they would desire or that they perhaps think they're traveling to. They're going in the opposite direction. You remember when the Lord was drawing to a close with His Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. And He spoke about the broad road. And He said, "Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." And so for those who would be on the wrong road, those who were going in the wrong direction, we would say they're wayward. And tonight in this portion of Scripture, we have a word of warning to the wayward. Those who could be alerted to the spiritual danger that their soul is in this evening. And therefore, for a few moments together, let us come to this verse and to this passage of Scripture and to think tonight about a word to the wayward. And my prayer is that it might be a word to some soul that would be tuned in to the broadcast this evening. I want you to think with me firstly about the condition of the wayward. When you look at this verse of Scripture, it says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, There's a word that's coming to the wayward here, but it's a word that's coming from behind them. The voice that they're hearing is a voice that's coming from behind them. And that's an indication that they have turned their back upon this voice. They are going away from this voice. And the context of this chapter, Isaiah chapter 30, it's showing to us a rebellious people. They are a people who have turned their back upon the Lord. A people who are going away from the Lord. The Lord is calling out to them. When you look at the very opening verse of the chapter, it says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." And right from the outset of the chapter, we're looking here at a rebellious people, a people who have turned their back upon the Lord, a people who have closed their ears to the Lord, but their ear is open to the world and to the counsel of the world. And they're listening to the voice of the world, and all the way they're going further and further from the Lord. They're adding sin to sin. Whenever you look a little further down the chapter and come to the 8th verse where we took up our Bible reading, the Lord is giving the instruction here, and he's saying, "Now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever." The Lord is saying, I want you to document their sin. I want you to record their sin against them. I want you to write it down here on a table. I want you to note it in a book. It'll be on the record. And here we have a people who have rebelled, who have turned against the Lord. Verse 9, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. They want to hear everything from the world, but not from the Lord. Verse 10, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not, unto us right things. They don't want to hear the right way. They don't want to hear upright things, but speak unto us smooth things, and prophesy deceits, things that would actually be appealing to their ears. But they didn't want to hear of the law of the Lord. Of course, in the New Testament scriptures, the Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, he spoke of a similar situation. And he said in 2 Timothy, the chapter 4, and the verses 3 and 4, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." What a picture of the unsaved soul. What a picture of the rebellious, of the ungodly, those who have turned their back upon the Lord, turned their back upon the gospel, stopped their ears against the preaching of the word. There's another contempt within their heart for the things of God. There's a hardness there. That's the picture here in Isaiah chapter 30. And all the while, the Lord is being gracious. The Lord is being merciful. The Lord is ready to still show compassion to this rebelling people who have turned away. When you look down to the 18th verse, it says, "And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him." And as they had turned their back upon the Lord, all the while the Lord is waiting to be gracious. Do you see the picture that would be emerging from this portion of Scripture? It's of a merciful God. A God who is calling out to a rebellious people, and he's calling out in mercy. It's a word to the wayward. Jeremiah would have a similar experience in his day. In Jeremiah chapter 32 and in the verse 33, he writes, "And they have turned unto me the back and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet have they not hearkened to receive instruction." And here the prophet has to speak of a people who have turned to him their back and not their face. They don't want to receive that instruction. They don't want to hear of the things of God. You're seeing here the condition of the wayward. Those who are going away from the Lord. Those who were going in the wrong direction, they've wandered far from the Lord. And as the time passes, they're getting further and further away. You remember the prodigal. Oh, he wanted to get away from the family home. He wanted to leave a loving father. And he wanted to get out into the far country. One who turned his back upon that home. One who went out into the far country as far away as he could get. And my the Lord was to bring him down when he would vein have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. The wayward soul. Dear wayward soul, there's a word for you here this evening in the gospel. We can see the condition of the wayward. Is that a description of you tonight? As you've got older, you've just closed your ears to the things of God and to the message of the gospel. Here's a word in season to you this evening. The condition of the wayward. But I want you to notice secondly here, the call to the wayward. When you come back to our portion of Scripture, Isaiah 30 and the verse 21, "And thine ears shall hear a word. They shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way." And here is the voice. It's the voice of the Lord. And it's the voice of the Lord calling out to the wayward, calling out to the individual. And I want you to see there's mercy. There's mercy in this call. Oh, it may be an unwelcome voice. It may be an unwanted voice. May be a voice that is not being sought after, a voice that is not desired. It's not a voice that's looked for, but it's a voice that has come. The voice from behind, and it's saying, this is the way. And it's a voice that's calling out in mercy. God is speaking to hearts. God is troubling souls. God is being merciful as he waits. Revelation 3 and the verse 20, there's the Lord waiting at the door. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, if any man hear my voice, will open the door. I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." And here is that call to the wayward. And it's the call from the Lord. And it's a call that is in mercy. As well, you could see in Ezekiel, and in Ezekiel the chapter 33 and the verse 11, there's a similar call that goes out. "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?" The call of the Lord to turn. Turn ye, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? And yet there are those who are determined to press on, to close their ears, determined headlong, to continue in the wrong direction. You hear the call tonight in mercy. I say to you today if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. There's mercy in this call, but the message in this call, what is the voice saying? The voice from behind is saying, this is the way. And it's bringing us to think about that way. the exclusive way, the singular way. This is the way. Whenever you think of that saying, all roads lead to Rome. And that saying really comes from ancient Rome, from the empire. And if you were able to see an ancient map of Rome and you could draw a circle around Rome, you would see there that all the roads are leading to Rome from the various parts of the empire. They're all there conversing upon Rome. All roads lead to Rome. But I say this, all roads do not lead to heaven. People think that there are many different ways that they can get to heaven. No, it's a singular way. It's an exclusive way. And the voice of the Lord from behind is saying, this is the way. It's the one and only way. It's the way of the cross. It's the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is but one way to heaven. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And this one and only way is the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's the way that took him to Calvary. It's the way that caused the Lord Jesus Christ to lay down his life and to shed his precious blood. Oh, there are many other roads. Many other roads. But they're all leading to destruction. There's only one way that is the way of salvation. And you might think tonight, dear soul, that you're okay on the road that you're on. You might think that this is the right way. But Proverbs also warns us there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so you make sure tonight, on the basis, on the authority of God's precious word, that you follow the message of this book, and it says there is but one way, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ alone. That's the message in this call. But I want you to see the moment of this call. Verse 21 there, the voice came from behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When, and there's the reference to time, to a particular moment, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. And so this voice seems to come just at a particular moment. When they're about to turn to the right hand or to the left hand, there's a voice here that comes. It comes just at the very time that it's needed. It comes as a warning voice to the wayward at that particular moment. Maybe one who's drifting in the wrong direction. One who's making a decision that is going to be a defining moment and it's going to take you away from the Lord. It's at that moment when you're about to turn to the left hand or to the right, the voice comes. It's a voice of warning. It's a voice of warning to the wayward. Maybe that warning comes to you just at that very moment tonight. Particular juncture in your life. You can thank God for His mercy. And you can thank God for the message to your heart just at this very moment. One that perhaps could be making a decision in life where they'll make spiritual shipwreck. Spiritual shipwreck. The Lord in mercy is calling out to you at this moment. You notice there, in verse 20, just the preface really to our text of Scripture, it says, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. They're still going to have teachers. And in looking at this word, teachers, there's actually a picture here in the original word, and it has to do with the archer. The one who is able to fire the arrow that goes from the bow. And you would wonder, well, what does that have to do with teachers? But really, that's what teachers are doing. There's the arrows that are fired there. They're shooting arrows of instruction. And there's the teacher concerning the things of God. And there are gospel arrows there that the teachers are firing. Can you remember those gospel arrows from your Sunday school days? A faithful Sabbath school teacher, a faithful children's worker seeking to teach the things of God, and they fired the gospel arrows, and you felt the sharpness and you felt the prick of the gospel arrow. The preacher of the gospel, he's firing those gospel arrows, seeking to teach and to instruct and to enlighten concerning the things of God. I'm shooting arrows tonight. Maybe shooting an arrow at a venture. But the Lord can guide that arrow right to your heart. You remember the story concerning Ahab. It was in 1 Kings in the chapter 22. And it seemed that Ahab was escaping in the battle. And it tells us there in that chapter there was a certain man. And he just put an arrow into his bow. And it says that he fired the arrow at a venture. Meaning just really at random, without any particular aim or purpose or motive. But the Lord guided that arrow. It wasn't a stray arrow. The Lord guided that arrow right between the joints of the king's armor. And that was to be his end. Thank God there can be those arrows of God's word. And we might seem at times to be just firing them at random. The Sunday school teacher can feel at times, is it worth my while? Difficult to get the little ones to listen, but there are gospel arrows that are going out. The Lord is able to guide them right to the heart. Maybe even tonight, this call here to the wayward, it might be an arrow that the Lord is sending right to some heart this evening. And you could know the sharpness of that call. The Holy Spirit of God is applying that word to your heart tonight. But oh, there's a warning voice. The Lord has said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. But thank God there's a word here. It's a word that liveth and abideth forever. And the Word of God can be faithfully taught. And oh, it might not seem to bear any fruit, but it might be years later. The Lord can bring that Word to fruition. You remember the story of John Newton? John Newton, who had a godly mother. She was a Puritan. And she faithfully taught him the Word of God. But just before his 7th birthday, his mother sadly passed away. It was at a very young age that John Newton was then taken to work on the ships. 11 years of age he went out onto the ships, and eventually he got involved in the slave trade. And it was on one of those journeys, the ship I believe was the Greyhound, and as it was coming back, he was caught in a great storm. And in the midst of that storm, he thought for sure he was going to perish. And of course, in such a moment, he began to think about his mother and think about the things that she had taught him. And a word that she had taught him came back to his heart with great power. It was the word from Proverbs chapter 1. The Lord said, I have called, and ye have refused. John Newton, at that moment, was converted to the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, as time passed, he removed himself from the slave trade and he began to teach the Word of God. And it was John Newton who, really speaking about his own life, sat down one day and penned those beautiful words that we all have come to love. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And even tonight there could be one, and here's the call to the wayward. The Lord is saying, this is the way. That way that you've known from your earliest days, that way that you've tried to turn your back on, the Lord is calling out to you tonight in mercy. Calling out to you at this very moment with the message of the gospel. He's calling you to turn. The voice from behind is saying, this is the way. There's one final thought this evening. We've thought about the condition of the wayward and the call to the wayward. But here's the command to the wayward. You look at our text of Scripture, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. And then the voice says, walk ye in it. And that comes there by way of a command to the wayward. Here's the instruction that's being given. Not just enough to find the way and to look at that way and to know about the way and to think about it and consider it, but walk in it. Actually enter into the way. In other words, heed the command. Obey the word. And to do that this evening, it means coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never before accepted Him as your own and personal Savior, you can do it tonight. If there was a time when you've accepted Him, but you've wandered far off from Him, you can be restored to Him this evening. Here's the voice that's calling out to you. Come back to the way. Get right with God tonight. Walk in this way. You have to enter in. And we enter in by faith. The Lord said in John chapter 10, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. It's not just enough tonight to come up to the way and to know it and to consider it and to think about it. But oh, take that step tonight. Enter into the way. Come to saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Walk ye in it. Having entered into the way, you continue. That word walk would speak to us of making progress, and it would speak about advancement and continuing in that way. It's Jeremiah 6 and verse 16 that spoke about the old paths. Ask for the old paths. Wherein is the good way? Oh, the good way. And walk therein. And when we come to the old paths of the gospel, my friend, that's the good way. And we encourage you tonight to take that step and to walk therein. And you know what it says in Jeremiah? And ye shall find rest unto your souls. There's a peace there. When you enter into the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you accept His offer of mercy in the gospel, there's rest for your soul. And you can heed the gospel call tonight. The voice of mercy that's calling out to you. Do you remember when the Lord called Samuel? Samuel, Samuel. And Eli said to him, when you hear the voice again, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Though that you would hear that voice this evening. Do you remember Elijah hearing the voice of God? It wasn't in the earthquake or the fire or the wind, but it was the still, small voice. Though that the Holy Spirit of God would speak even powerfully to hearts this evening, that souls would hear that voice from behind saying, this is the way. And that they would walk in that way by faith. May the Lord bless His word to each and every heart this evening.